Oasis Audio presents A House Divided by Pearl S. Buck. Read for you by Adam Werner.
Part 1. Chapter 1. In this way, Wang Yuan, son of Wang the Tiger, entered for the first time in his life the earthen house of his grandfather, Wang Lung. Wang Yuan was 19 years old when he came back from the south to quarrel with his father. On a winter's night, when snow drifted now and again out of the north wind against the lattices, the tiger sat alone in his great hall, brooding over the burning coals in the brazier, as he loved to do. And always he dreamed that his son would come home one day, a man, grown and ready to lead out his father's armies into such victories as the tiger had planned but had not seized, because age caught him first. On that night, Wang Yuan, the tiger's son, came home when none expected him. He stood before his father, and the tiger saw his son clothed in a uniform new to him. It was the uniform of the revolutionists, who were the enemies of all lords of war, such as the tiger was. When its full meaning came to the old man, he struggled to his feet out of his dreaming, and he stared at his son, and he fumbled for the narrow, keen sword he kept always beside him, and he was about to kill his son as he might kill any enemy. But for the first time in his life, the tiger's son showed the anger he had in him, but which he had never dared to show before his father. He tore open his blue coat, and he bared his smooth young breast, brown and smooth. And he cried out in a loud, young voice, "I knew you would want to kill me. It is your old and only remedy."